And we're back with People in Your Neighborhood. And right now I am joined by Ralph Fisher, Vicki Hammer, and Denny Ming. They're with the Pierre Elks Lodge. And just to they're here to remind everybody about an event going on. It's actually the Pierre Elks Lodge Veterans Project. And remind everybody, I know you guys were in here, I think it was it last week?
Yeah, it was about a week.
I think it's been about a week.
We came in here.
So just to remind everybody, you know, what is the Veterans Project?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having us back, and we thank Dakota Radio Group. The Veterans Project is a Christmas box project that we put boxes up around town in different places of business to collect Christmas gifts for the veterans at the federal Veterans Hospital and the state Veterans Home in Hot Springs. We collect all these gifts in boxes, and then we sort them out. We bring them out there on 16th of December and give these gifts to the veterans. Some of the veterans, this is the only Christmas they get. They don't have family. They don't have anybody that comes to visit them at Christmas time. So this is basically the only family or only Christmas that these people get. So we will be picking the boxes up from around town on December 13th. And some of the areas that we have boxes is the South Dakota Retirement, the Quality Quick Print, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Jefferson School, National Bank, First National Bank, is just some of the places. So if you see the big boxes all decorated up with an Elks sign on it, please donate and give to our Elks. We also accept monetary donations. You can mail checks to the Elks Lodge, 1953 at P.O. Box 292 in Pierre, South Dakota. Some of the things we're looking for to put into boxes, I'll let Ralph explain that, and he'll give you some of the ideas of what we're looking for.
Cooking utensils, pots and pans, small appliances, towels, washcloths, backpacks, winter gloves, caps, coats, silverware, microwaves, coffee makers, K-cups, bird seed, men's lounge pants, PJs, that sort of thing. And we ask that everything be new, nothing used or worn, that kind of thing, but everything new, ideally in a wrapper or that kind of thing. And that's just kind of a list of the basic things, but of course, if you think of some other things yourself that you feel would make for a good gift, that would be all very appreciated.
That's right. And you can see the list. Just get an idea of things that they're looking for by going to drgnews.com.
Yeah, and the lists are also posted on each box and in each spot. Everything that we collect is greatly appreciated for the veterans. The veterans have done an enormous job for us to keep us safe as a country. And if it wasn't for them, they're just not remembered enough.
Absolutely. And like you said, you know, a lot of the vets there, they might not have family, you know, they don't have anybody coming to visit them, you know, so it's just an opportunity, you know, for them to have a good Christmas.
Yes, it is. And like Ralph had mentioned, they will not allow us to put any used products in there this year. Everything must be new. It must be in manufactured wrapped packaging. In the past, we took in fresh baked goodies. We cannot do that anymore unless they're purchased at a retail store and they're actually wrapped from the manufacturer and sealed. So. Mm-hmm. We appreciate any goodies, but we cannot accept those delicious homemade goodies this year.
I mean, that's understandable. I mean, you know, just for safety, I guess.
Yeah, that is very true. So,
so does Vicki, do you have anything to add on there?
Just that if you are considering sending us a check, we do need to have it by the 12th of December, so be sure and get it in the mail in good time.
Right, so you need the checks by the 12th. So what about the other donations at the donation sites?
Well, the boxes are being picked up on the 13th.
The 13th. Okay, so you have until the 12th for monetary and the 13th for donations of actual items. And like we said, you can see actually the list, get an idea of things you're looking for, and also be able to find the address and drop-off locations and address to send your monetary donations to. Go to drgnews.com and then click on the news tab at the top, and then scroll down community calendar, and you'll see Pierre Elks Lodge Veterans Project there, and learn where to drop off those items and where to send your monetary donations. And I think this is a, you know, just remember this is a, I think this is good timing that you came in here, because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but actually today is a national day of giving today.
Well, then that makes it perfect then, because
absolutely
giving is what Christmas is all about. And you know, we mentioned the monetary donations. What we actually do is on the 12th this year, we will go on a big shopping spree, and what we don't get in the boxes that these veterans need, we will go out and actually purchase that. And that's the importance of having a monetary donation.
Mm-hmm.
The list that we have on these boxes are not just a list that we make up. It's not a list that the administrators make up. This is actually a list that the vets themselves, they basically, just like we do at home, they made a Christmas wish list, and this is their Christmas wish list of things that they actually need that they don't have. So
that's right. So it's their Christmas list. Just because they're not kids anymore doesn't mean they don't have Christmas lists.
That is very true. Yes. So, well, we're all kids, no matter what age are, and we all love that Christmas list. So.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, it's good to see you again, and thanks for coming in. And I'll make sure I keep promoting the project so everybody can get their donations in.
We greatly appreciate that, William, and we thank you again for thank you and Dakota Radio Group for having us here again and promoting this program for us and expressing the importance of this program. We thank you.
Absolutely, and it's no problem. It's our pleasure. And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.